There is a team in the MLS, and the Whitecaps is their name. And they've been in this league for many a years without a podcast in their name. But now there is that podcast, and Podcaps is its name. And just in case you're wondering, yes, I ended every line with the word name.
I can't find the goddamn voice memo thing, but let's get started. Welcome to Podcaps, FC Podcaps.
I thought, okay, wait, so we're going to record this on my phone.
Don't have other option.
Well, what, Sean, do you mean? What do you mean we don't have another option?
We don't have the mic. Why do you think I don't have the mic out yet? The mic's gone. We won't see the mic again.
What do you mean the mic is gone?
What do you mean the mic's gone? It won't see it again.
What do you mean it's gone? Well, so
okay, I'll explain it to you. Hey everyone, welcome again to episode 6 of Podcaps FC. So nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's no, so not nice you. Of you to say not that you. The microphone, dickhead. I'm talking to my beautiful microphone. It's so nice to have you back.
Oh wow, you're calling me a dickhead after what just happened this morning? My Sunday morning, I had to spend.
Okay, let's not talk about on the Lord's Day.
Lord's Day, that's what I had to do.
Wow, you're not religious. I'll explain to you, and I will come clean that the microphone, there was some issues as far as...
Yeah, your microphone got repoed. How bad in debt are you that a guy came over here for a microphone to repossess it?
It was three guys. And it was for more than a microphone, I'll tell you that right now. It was for a number of electronics. Anyways, we don't need to get too much. The bottom line is
things really aren't going well for you.
Things are going fine. Things aren't going well for the Whitecaps, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. But I had to spend my Sunday morning. We had to drive across Vancouver to go to the repo place to get this mic back.
Wasn't across Vancouver. We're in East Van. It was down on. Anyways, we listen. Okay, this is a Whitecaps podcast, not a How's Chris's Life Going podcast.
Yeah, well, the answer to that is very shitty. Like the Whitecaps, I guess. You guys have a lot of parallels that way. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, it's great. It's great to be back. I guess you know it's been like 2 hours, so I figured we'd be done by now. Now we're just getting started because we had to go get the. You wanted to record this episode on your phone. Yeah, that's great.
Well, we had to end up using your phone because I couldn't find the voice memo app on my phone.
Just like you can't find a paycheck, I guess, eh?
Well, no, those are two separate things. Okay, so we're going to start off talking about the Tigres match on Wednesday. We were both there Tigres match. I actually came down and stood down with the boys for the second half. That we got our Breck t-shirts, our Breakfast Club t-shirts.
Yep.
Those are t-shirts. It's like the cover of the movie The Breakfast Club. But instead of all the characters, each of their faces is replaced with Breck Shea. And then it's slightly changed as also the spelling.
Yes.
But not Breakfast. But, it's changed.
Yeah.
But like very.
Just eliminated the A, that's all.
And changed it, right, to... I mean, oh, yeah, that's all.
Eliminated an A.
That's
Did you know that his real first name is Dane?
I didn't know that.
Breck Shea's name is Dane Brecken Shea.
Yeah, Brecken.
And he goes Breck for short.
Well, that's really ballsy.
Just a lot of bad options there.
Yeah. That's really ballsy as far as... as far as middle names to, you know, because sometimes it's an obvious to go with. This is seems like he's kind of full of himself.
Right, yeah.
Say, I'm going to go by Breck.
Yeah. I'm not going to go by Dane.
But anyways.
I'm going to go by Brecken.
No.
I'm going Breck.
But we got the shirts and I didn't even have it on when, how many minutes in? 3 minutes?
3 minutes in, he scored.
So 3 minutes into the game, we got exactly what we needed in this match. Tigres, first off, if you remember last episode, we were talking about, we were worried they weren't going to bring their full side. They brought everybody.
Yeah, exactly. The only like really solid player they didn't bring was Dom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dom? Is that?
Dom. I think it's pronounced Dom.
But other than that, Vargas, Gignac, they both showed up. One of them ripped. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we got the goal early, and that's what we needed, because it made it a match. It made it entertaining to watch. And, you know, the tickets were more expensive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm thinking my mom pays an extra, how many, 20 extra dollars for this ticket. She wants me to get my value, my money's worth.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so it's good that we got that.
Did she pay for the microphone?
Did she pay for what?
The microphone, like, when you first got it. Like, did she buy it?
I don't know, scam, con, what, I don't know the word that you want to use, but I got Apple, I made them give me the microphone through a series of lies and a web of deceit, web that I am currently still involved
quite
in.
Quite clearly, because your microphone got repossessed.
It's a sticky web, John.
It's something.
Webs are sticky by design.
Yeah.
A spider web is sticky so that it can trap flies. And yeah. I'm a fly. Well, I did see a very cool video. Go to Live Leak on the main page. You can see a fly rotating around on a power drill. It's a very interesting video. Some guy up close got a really good video of a fly, and he spins the drill around, and the fly holds on to the drill. And anyways, looks like he's having a good time. But
maybe
so,
instead of that, you should get a job. Like maybe instead of like,
I have
watching,
a job. I do stand up comedy.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you get shows, then I guess
I don't.
Call it a
but
job.
I do.
That's what I mean.
But yeah. I do stand up comedy, and that's what it says on my Facebook page.
Right.
And so that means it is real. But Breck Shea, our shirts, it looked like we got
the best. We were the best people to,
it looked like we knew we had some sort of, like we were Nostradamus.
Yes. Some premonitions.
So premonitions.
Yeah. We had some premonitions.
God, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good word. Cool word.
That's
like,
a great word.
Yeah. No, I like that. I respect the fact that you're an English teacher and you have a great command of the language.
Thank you.
And but so after that, though, it quickly turned to heartbreak as Breck Shea was injured.
Like 2 minutes later, yeah.
And going in for a 50-50 ball back in our end, challenging, maybe you know, a little confident from the goal.
Yeah.
Feeling like he wanted to be in the mix, you know, and challenged for a ball that he lost out on and injured himself. And so he's off the pitch, and now we got the shirts.
Yeah. Now we're just like
wearing these shirts, and everyone's like, "Whoa, cool! That guy's hurt."
Yeah, he could be out for the season.
No, he's out for a few weeks. I've heard.
That's what they're. Yeah, but it's been a weird we've heard 3 weeks. We've also heard 12 weeks.
Yes.
Like that's a very, especially in professional sports, like that's a monumental
gap.
Wait,
12 weeks? Who'd you hear that from?
Robbo said 12, possibly up to 12 weeks.
Well then, yeah, that's a real. That's
yeah, that's a big difference between he caught a bit of a knock, couple weeks to 3 months.
And I heard that we're gonna hear maybe soon,
it'd be
Monday.
Nice to know.
Monday, so maybe when this drops, it might already be common knowledge how long.
I mean, hopefully it's not too long. I don't think
3 weeks would be nice. Maybe
yeah.
No, not nice,
but better than 12.
No, 12 certainly. Weeks. That's awful. But they got this fucking shirt.
I know.
So we're up and we've given ourselves a chance. The Tigres are showing their class through the match and they're getting chances. Eventually, I guess, was it the 60th minute?
Yeah, around
so,
the 60th.
So we hung around for an hour.
And honestly, I'll say Tigres got their chances, but at the same time, I thought we looked pretty good. You know, we
didn't look out of place.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could have won. We could have stolen it. We had a couple of chances against the run where we could have stolen it. And Gignac scores this brilliant goal.
Yeah.
Andre.
World class.
Pierre Gignac. And he scores a real, because he hadn't had a great game before that. And you kind of wonder, it's players like that though, they'll just kind of do that where they'll float around on the field for a while, make a couple of loose balls, a couple of loose touches. But then they'll just they'll score a goal like that. It was really kind of cool to see. I'll be honest. I mean, I think they're a better team. It would have been nice to see the Whitecaps win, But you know how I like to see those visiting players who are good.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, well, and like we said, I think we talked about this last episode. Like,
yeah, were you here last episode? That's cool. It actually doesn't matter.
I was here last episode, yeah.
You were here?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, you're right. Were here.
I was here.
You're right.
Yeah. So last episode, we did talk about that, how we kind of felt like Tigres were such a better team that... If it was, we kind of got the dream, really. Yeah. We were never going to beat them.
That's what I
Most of the time, we weren't going to beat them. So we got 60 minutes of very entertaining football
where we had a chance.
Could have stolen it, yeah. Whatever. And then you got to see a world-class striker score a world-class goal.
And also then another really good goal as well.
Yeah.
Not Gignac, but, they scored another really good goal. And you got to see Tigres, show their quality. And it was a great match. I was happy with their showing over two legs. And I think, that's exactly kind of what we expected to happen, probably best case scenario. So anyways, we leave happy and we've got a weekend match, which I guess somehow, now everyone's saying on Twitter, they say, oh, we expected a B team because I guess we played a midweek match. So now
three
play
three games. In
now
a week,
now we play a B team, I guess. That's how it works now. I guess I don't understand. I guess I expect too much of these players. Maybe is it from watching? But aren't they the same, supposed to be at the same level as European football?
But I think part of it is the travel as well.
Yeah, that's true.
The European
you're
football
right.
doesn't have that.
Yeah, you're right.
So
is a big...
And elevation changes too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Salt Lake, you're looking at a higher elevation.
You sound like fucking a bunch of excuse-making... fucking Whitecaps now. Anyways,
I thought they were bad yesterday, like very bad.
Oh, okay. We'll start at the beginning.
I'm not making excuses for them, but I do think that is why in MLS the lineups end up rotating more than you see in European football, especially like English football, where like the furthest teams apart are just like a 4-hour bus ride.
But then when they play in Europe, they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do like travel. Like United's involved in that right now, where they're playing a massive amount of matches in a short period of time.
For sure.
And it can be.
But also too, the United B squad has actual good players on it. They have to play backups that are still pretty damn good players. We have depth, but it's not.
I was really surprised that Teixeira didn't start. That's what I was one of the ones I was really surprised by. But anyways, so we'll go through. So the starting lineup they went with a different formation.
Yes.
They went with a terrible. ill-conceived formation. And you know what? I actually saw Russell Beresford, squad player, who's one of my favorite...
Yeah. Lifetime non-ban.
One of my favorite commenters of the Whitecaps. But he was saying how he hopes that he doesn't abandon the three-back idea. But I made the point on Twitter. I said to him, and I think it's true... I don't think we have the people to run that system at this point. Because
it's weird because we have had them.
Yes,
we had
that's exactly Aird, what he said.
We had Aird, we had Adekubi.
I know.
We have Levi, who's a wing back as well.
Well, this is exactly, so this is why he's really in tune with, because he said that. He said Levi thinks we'll be able to, at some point, anything Aird could have.
Yeah.
Apparently, I just saw someone tweeting about two English clubs that are fighting
for the championship.
Yeah, so...
Blackburn, Wigan Athletic.
Yeah, so I think...
Well, he's looked very good for Falkirk. He looked really good for Canada.
When he's playing as a wing-back, a five-back, in a three-back...
Makes perfect sense.
He's a great... But isn't that just so... Can you imagine that? So you have the players.
Yeah.
And then you get rid of those players. One on loan, and then one you're like... And then you adopt a system that would have...
Yeah,
ask them to play in a four-back system that they're not comfortable with playing. Then you get rid of them. Then you move to the system that they would have been comfortable playing in, and you don't have players to fill those positions.
Yeah, we do.
Nowitzki looked good.
Yeah,
he looked good,
best player.
He looked good moving forward in the game, but he's not a wing-back by design.
No.
Maybe he is, but I don't think he's the answer.
I just think he lacks creativity.
I don't think he's good enough to be...
Yeah, he's not good enough.
De Jong is not good enough to... Defensively.
No.
He's not good enough defensively at all. He was okay moving forward, but he's not good enough defensively. Dean had... Okay, so here's the starting lineup. Ousted and Net. Okay, so we got Parker, Waston, and Dean on the back line. Now,
three center backs.
I'll be honest with you. I got to admit when I'm starting to turn on Parker. Not only...
Turn to the positive.
Yeah. Because I've never been a fan of Parker. I've never been too high on him. I think that he boots the ball out, clears it, unnecessarily right. often. Right. And that's I think, something that people discount how much of a negative impact that has on your team.
Right.
And why we have such low possession statistics in our losses yeah. is because of things like that. Totally. When he's not even under pressure and he decides to clear it off the line for a throw and now they've got possession
back. Him and Austin are both great at that. Like when just, you have two center backs.
But you know what? He moved the ball a couple of times in the past few games and he's undeniably wonderful defensively.
Yeah.
But he's moved the ball a couple of times. He looked good in this game. He was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was solid as well.
Dean was horrible. Dean had a lost. Couple. He had a couple of good balls that he played a ball down the left wing that played somebody in, and it was a really good, but the type of thing we need.
Yeah, out it's of like our you want back. Dean and Parker to like combine into one player. You know, because Dean can move the ball really well, but he's suspect defensively.
He just looks like lost is a good way. I mean, on that goal, Robo's making all sorts of excuses. I seen him do a post game interview about it, and he said, "Oh, you know, our big guys couldn't turn in the snow." They were both playing on snow. Yeah. Both teams.
Yeah.
And so he said, oh, he was able to beat him and put it through his legs. But he didn't get tight enough to him and he let him get a shot off on the first goal, that he never should have let him get off.
Totally. And you could see right away, Ostad was just pointing at Dean, like, you can't give him the short side.
That's what you need to block.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
he pointed. Ostad pointed to the short side and was like, what are you doing?
That's what you need to cover. I got the rest of the net.
Yeah.
But Dean doesn't look like he's got a good, and anyways, Waston didn't look good either. He looked lost a lot of the time. So he made a couple of, I mean, he's always going to make a couple of really solid defensive plays and a couple of big, huge, you know, pounding header clearances.
Yeah.
But he looked lost a few times.
He has been, you know, for me since last season, he's really been a guy that I just can't. He just is so frustrating to watch. I don't really know why he's the captain.
Yeah, I think he's got it in him. I think he sees flashes of it for sure of what he can bring.
Well, like his first year, you know.
But even now, I'm saying you'll see flashes of what he brings, where he looks like a top quality international level defender. You know, like where he'll come back defensively and. Yeah, positionally he can be good as well.
Yeah, he's
and he
pretty just, solid position.
So he looks, but yeah, sometimes he, I mean, he's gotten better with controlling his body though, and not, you know, taking the
yellows all the time.
Reds. Well,
because when reds too, yeah, because I think for him that was a big adjustment because I think MLS calls physical fouls a lot more than other leagues, and so I think that was a big adjustment for him for sure.
But so they. The first 45 minutes of the game, actually, we looked terrible.
Terrible.
Absolutely tired. Terrible. We should have given up many goals.
Yeah.
João Plata. Is that João Plata?
Plata, yeah.
Plata.
He's a nice player.
He's a good player. He should have scored 3 goals in the first half. For real. Should have. Not just like, you know, could have scored, but rather should have scored.
Yeah. Totally.
And they carried the play. And
big time.
It looked like the formation wasn't good. And this was before the snow was really...
Yeah.
The first half, the snow...
Yeah, the snow wasn't really affecting the game.
If you didn't watch the game, turn this off.
Yeah.
Because you're a casual piece of shit. And you don't deserve to be listening to this.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a second just to turn it off. And go ahead. Thank you. And, but anyways, it was a snowy day in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so the field ended up covered by the end. And it was a bit of a ridiculous game.
Yeah, it was pretty tough to watch. The second half was very... Like, it's funny to me because I can't really recall watching a snow game where it's just... It so quickly all of a sudden just becomes like a schoolyard game almost. Like, guys are kind of doing the right things, but a lot of it is just really messy, scrambly, ugly play. It just looks like you're watching a group of guys play on like a gravel field.
Looks like Barcelona FC.
Exactly.
It looks like the men's league, co-ed beer league team I play on. Yeah exactly. No, it's true.
There is so drunk you have beer in your name.
Yeah, well, I don't drink.
Yeah, not you. Yeah, no.
But I'm not a teetotaler like you.
No, that's true. You indulge in the marijuana from time to time.
Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah, I smoke tons. I'm always smoking, man. I'd spend so much money, or I don't have a lot of money. Not too much, but...
But, like, enough
that... A significant amount.
You had to get your microphone repossessed. Like, that's embarrassing.
I didn't have to.
Well, you know, like, what happens, like normally when people get something repossessed, it's, like, a boat.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, something that costs, like, actual money and not just, like, a USB.
Well, they were coming for everything. See, this is not... Okay.
Well, everything, as I look around your apartment and wonder exactly what that would be. Are they taking, like, this screen you've got covering your bed? Like, oh.
Well, yes, if you need... They did try to take the screen, if you must know, but they couldn't fit it into they just had a car.
Oh, okay. So even the repo guys that come after you are the shitty version of repo guys.
Well, did you not notice we went to somebody's home?
I did notice that, yeah. I thought that was a little bit weird.
Yeah, so this is not...
Well, when it wasn't even a home so much as it was an apartment, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it was somebody's... Clearly someone's personal home is what I was saying. There was somebody making eggs and sausage in the kitchen as we were doing this deal. Did you think we were in a business? Anyways, it's getting a little awkward here, because... I was going to get rid of John. That's no... Surprise! I mean, I had Rand here, so this is a big change for me. John did pay half the money.
Yeah.
For the microphone.
That's right. Well, because we had to get it out of. We're not going to do a whole episode on an iPhone, are we now?
So now John owns half the microphone.
Yeah. So guess what?
He owns half the podcast, and so now I don't have the same power to be outwardly disrespectful to him. And that's a tough thing for me to...
Yeah, it's really tough for you to be nice to me, which is...
Well, I can still say things. Oh, fucking jackass.
Hey, James, get out of here. Uh-huh. I liked your little 6-minute
episode. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about that. My fucking stupid bitch wife said I could only keep it up for two days. She said I have to take it down. So I took the fucking thing down.
Jesus Christ.
But I hope you guys liked it. I'll be doing it probably once a month, or as much as my wife will let me do it, or if I can find time in between Jack and I.
Why do you need your wife's permission to record an episode?
Oh, man, you know what? I'll be honest, I'll answer for James. The reason that he needs his wife's permission is because, you know what, he has sexual issues.
Well, yes, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah. His wife is... extremely old.
Okay.
And the rest, I think you can figure out.
Right. But isn't he also extremely old?
Yes.
Okay, but he jacks off all the time.
He tries to.
Oh, okay. I see.
But you know what? This is a podcast about the White Caps.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
we want to stay on a track because that's what our listeners want to hear about.
Yeah.
By the way, do we have anyone banned this week?
We do. Yeah, we do. Well, actually, we know we obviously have one. We have one guy banned whose name we don't even know.
Okay, well, that's from the Tigres match.
That's from the Tigres game. So we could go back and talk about that.
When I came down to stand with the boys in the second row. At one point we were already losing. We needed the
it was 1-1, so it was after Gignac had scored.
Okay, how many goals do we need at that point?
Three.
Three goals, ladies and gentlemen. We need three goals against Tigres.
In 25 minutes.
In 25 minutes.
The 65th minute probably.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
If you're not a casual, you understand that that's not happening.
No.
So you're cheering, but you're tempering a little bit your enthusiasm at that point.
Yeah.
But not one gentleman. Where was he sitting, John?
He was sitting in section 253, row 1, seat 3.
So we actually
there every game.
Oh, okay. So this gentleman's a season, so we can actually identify this guy.
Yeah, he's a season ticket holder.
So you're gonna know who
every
he,
game.
You're gonna know who he is.
Yeah, because he'll be in that seat.
So he'll be standing.
He stands right beside the guy who has the native drum.
And the blue, he stands.
No, the blue head. Spiky hair guy's in our section. He's right in front of us.
I see. He's a
so
few.
It's the, he's
yeah.
a, it's across the aisle.
Yeah. So this
yeah,
gentleman,
he stands
anyways,
beside the guy,
so
Luke,
what,
with the native drum, he stands right beside him.
So we're really outing this.
Yeah, we're really.
Let's not this don't beat this guy up.
No, no. But,
by the way, well,
but don't not, you know.
Well, no, John, we can't tell him to beat him up.
Okay.
You can't beat this guy up.
Okay.
But
yes,
so what this
don't
guy did?
Beat this guy up.
He can't see you wink. So this guy decided as this ball girl was not giving the ball back to the keeper quick enough.
Yes.
But the reason she was doing that was she thought it was the right thing because before, at the start of the half,
yes,
we were applauding her for not giving.
Yeah, because what happened was Nahuel Guzman.
Yes, the goaltender for Tigres. The goaltender
for Tigres wanted a ball before the half even started, so he could just bounce it and kind of feel the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
So he was
asking. I guess he likes the feeling of balls in his hands.
Oh, easy, James.
Come on.
Yeah. So he wanted the ball, and we were saying, like, no, like, don't give him the ball. Yeah. So she didn't, and we cheered very loudly.
And he got so mad. He got very mad. He got a ball from the other ball girl. And then he started staring down this little girl.
Yeah.
And we thought, what a monster. And we thought, could there be anyone worse? Oh, yes, there can be. Excuse me.
So the ball goes out for a goal kick. Yeah. And he goes to that same ball girl that we convinced not to give him a ball before, and she is hesitant before giving the ball. But this time, he's not angry.
No.
Because he knows he doesn't really want the ball.
No.
He doesn't even care.
If she held it for 30 minutes, he'd be happy.
Yeah, he'd be thrilled.
So at that point, we're saying, hey, I mean, some people, I didn't even care.
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say a word. I was like, keep the ball for the whole time.
It's a kid.
You know, like, throw the ball.
13-year-old girl.
Throw the ball into his face, you know, go over to where the people are eating.
Do whatever you want.
On the buffet beside the table.
Pitch side, buffet. Pitch club side.
Throw the ball at them. Knock somebody.
Hit the prime rib.
Knock someone's prime rib out of their face and laugh at them. Yeah. At that point, the game was a larf. I was goofing, you know. But this one guy decides, after the ball is thrown, to yell and
scream at the top of his lungs.
Like, you're like, I believe what he said was that
the only, like, I turned around and I saw him yelling and I was like, holy shit, this guy's really going in.
Yeah.
And
leaning over.
Was, yeah. And he was saying, like, this is our time. We need this time to score the goal. Yeah. Like, you've got to give him the ball. You're wasting our own fucking time.
Yeah, and swearing.
Swearing and screaming. And he's leaning, because he's first row.
Yeah.
So he's leaning over the barricade, hit it, slamming.
If you're that guy, you're banned. Turn off now. You're banned. Lifetime.
Lifetime. Never even considered.
And that's without parole. No questions.
Yeah, no parole. Nothing.
Into the secure housing unit for you.
Yeah.
And also some defender of him, right?
Yes. So I tweeted about this. I said, right after the game, I said, guy who sits in section 253, row 1, seat 3.
Tweeted his identity.
Yeah, and who screamed.
I didn't realize you. He was a season ticket holder.
Yeah, I don't care. Correct. Who screamed at a 13-year-old ball girl tonight for not being fast enough, lifetime ban.
Yes.
And then Jared, at Jared1886, says, non-issue, everyone was yelling, don't be so sensitive.
Sounds like maybe it was him.
It might very
That's well what be. I thought when I first saw the tweet. I thought, whoa, it was you, and now you don't want to you don't want people giving you a bad time.
Exactly. And so I responded, thanks for your time, Jared. You are banned. And he said, banned from what? Your podcast?
Like, exactly.
Like, he doesn't even know, which made me want to ban him even for that.
Well, I did. I gave him a double ban.
Yeah, exactly.
I came in afterwards from the account and said he's double banned. And so double bans can hold some weight, because if we have any different podcasts that we spin off, we are also banned from that.
Right, exactly. So any podcast the two of us do, like, I guess he's actually banned from Podcast Rescue and Real Good Show as well.
And also When Soccer Was Great.
Yes, exactly.
With James Christopher.
Yeah.
Which had one episode, and if you missed it, it was taken down, as James mentioned. Yeah. His wife makes him take it down after 2 days. It
expires after 48 hours, so make sure you listen.
So, anyway.
So that guy, whoever it is, it might be Jared, but in any case, if it is two separate guys, they're both banned.
And there's a gentleman named Fitzy. Now, I don't know his Twitter. I wish I could find it. But he came in, and he just mentioned... you told this fella to give your head a shake.
Yes.
If you think it's okay to yell at a 13-year-old girl. And I'd like to give him a non-ban.
Yeah.
Anyway, his name's Fitzy something.
Perfect.
His name's Kevin.
Yes.
I know his name, Kevin Fitzpatrick.
Right. Non-ban.
I know that because I went to school. I don't know that he knows that this is my show, but I went to high school with him and played soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, so he was...
Small world.
Yeah, small world.
But there were also...
Hey, but don't try to draw it. Anyways, So, where are we now?
So, we haven't even started on the RSL game yet.
Well,
we were talking about the lineup, and then we kind of got to the defenders. We weren't too happy with the formation and the central backs.
And then we talked about how in the first half we got the game taken to us, and we looked like the formation was a bad idea.
Talk about Tybert first.
I'm sure Russell Tybert's very nice.
Seems like a good guy.
Seems like a really nice guy and has a nice family and everything.
Yeah, blow that candle out. That's important.
No, I just noticed there was smoke, like, forming around in the apartment.
All right.
And so I did think it was important.
So does fire produce? It produces smoke, I guess.
Yes, that's right. Cool. John's got all sorts of confidence now, the fact that he owns half of the microphone.
Absolutely, I feel the best I've ever felt.
And I don't like it. What was I saying? Sorry,
so Russell
I'm high. I'm Russell Hybert. Anyways, so Russell Tybert, if he makes your starting 11, you are in trouble. That is what I will say. Right. He's an okay player. He's fine. He's fine to maybe come off the bench, maybe play in Amway Canadian Championship matches. But I'm telling you, if he is someone playing in your starting 11, then your starting 11 is not strong enough to be a contending team in the MLS.
I agree.
He's just not good enough. He's just not. We have so many other options. When he's seeing the field, De Jong's the same for me.
Yeah, I
don't see it from De Jong.
De Jong was playing in the US or the NASL before our team. He was at Sporting KC. Sporting KC is, like, not good enough.
Yeah.
He plays for the Ottawa Fury. We play one game against the Ottawa Fury. Robbo's like, I'll take that guy.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it. Shows it every now and then, but he's not good enough going up and down the field.
No.
He doesn't show enough defensively. And he's definitely, he's not good enough to contend with people like Davies and Bolaños and Teixeira for those wide positions.
Yeah, no.
Or Breck even. So where's he going to fit?
What is it going to take for Marco Bustos to get a game in this team?
A lot of people are asking that.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't see how Bustos doesn't get an opportunity with how little Tybert's getting an opportunity, and that's what he's showing. But at some point in the game, one of the commentators said that, Russell Tybert had another good training week. So
happy
I don't know.
Birthday.
So,
who cares?
But that tells me that they're singing, they're telling people that. Maybe he can't. Did he go and watch the training, all of the training? Possibly.
I doubt it. Or he was talking to Robbo.
That's what I'm saying. He's feeling it. Someone's feeling the need to justify his inclusion in the starting 11
totally.
For good reason, because there's no way you should find his way in an MLS match into the starting 11 unless there's significant injuries, which we don't have. We have a couple of injuries, but not significant enough.
No.
Not in those positions. So our lineup looked outplayed by RSL, who's not a good side.
They
to
lost
be clear.
To Minnesota.
They lost to Minnesota. They're below us in the table. They didn't have a win this year yet.
No.
And they haven't won, I think,
stretching
back to last
year. Extending back to last season,
A large amount of games. This is a bad side that struggles to win at home.
They fired
or otherwise.
Their coach.
Just fired their coach. New coach coming in, which I guess that's one thing that can work in their favor
right.
a little bit.
But I think it was their second or third game with a new coach.
No,
so it
this was their first match.
Oh, was it?
First
oh,
match
okay.
with the new coach, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Robo's old teammate, Robo's, you know. Oh,
yeah,
a good old pal of mine.
Oh, yeah.
So
I just want to say, because now that you're done your point about Tybert, I feel like the Caps, and they do this a lot, and maybe it's just Robinson, but I feel like in games like this, in situations, it's like they build in excuses before the game even starts. Like, have you noticed that? It's our third game in a week.
Yeah.
So Robbo plays a shit lineup. He tries a new formation. I mean, the snow, he probably didn't control the snow, but just all that kind of stuff.
I just
see him do this so often where he's like building in excuses for the team before the game even starts, where he doesn't even put the best team on the field. He doesn't get it feel and the it feels like the team feels that. Like, you watch that first half and it feels like the team kind of already decided, like, yeah, we're probably going to lose before the game
starts. I saw people on Twitter talking about that, saying that was great opportunity to try a new formation when you don't expect a result. How can you not expect a result at RSL?
Yeah.
Well, how are you gonna claim that you're a team that's gonna contend for even the playoffs if you're not expecting a result at RSL, exactly. A team that hasn't won a game this year and just lost to Minnesota, who hadn't won a game this year?
Yeah.
And that mentality is so fucking frustrating. And after the game, it's so frustrating to hear Robbo. I tweeted this as well, to hear him saying like, "Oh, all credit to the other team. Hey, they got that first goal. It was important. Just all credit to them." He just seems okay with losing. He just seems like you said, he seems like he's resigned to it before the match often. He seems like afterwards, he's, "Hey, okay, kudos to the other team. They beat us out there. What are you going to do?" It's like he feels like the Whitecaps are playing in the Champions League, the European Champions League, like with how he talks about these other teams. Like, it's fine to say that against Tigres. It's perfectly fine to say that, to say, "Hey, all credit to them." But not against fucking RSL. That's a problem. To go in any weather, regardless of 3 games in 8 matches, to go against a piss-poor team like RSL that can't find results anywhere, and to lose 3-0 to them and get thoroughly outclassed throughout the entire match is a huge problem. And if he doesn't see that and talk about it, that's fucking a problem for me.
He does that a lot.
And I'm sorry, I really am losing. I really get frustrated about Robbo. I think he's no good.
No, and I agree. Because that's the thing, too. We lose these games, and in the interview, he'll not only give the opponent credit, but he gives the team credit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't be mad at the guys in there. You know, they ran hard for 90 minutes. You know, you can't be mad at those guys.
Who
are we going to be mad at?
Who do we get mad at?
Yeah,
because I'm mad.
I guess. I guess we're mad at Robbo.
I'm really mad at watching how they're playing. So who am I supposed to get mad at?
I would love for someone, and not me, because I don't have time, but like...
I have time. Okay, what do you mean?
I would love for someone to just go back through his post-game interviews.
I was doing it already.
After they lose.
I was doing this today.
Yes.
I swear to you. I was sitting on the shitter and doing this today. I kid you not.
And I would love to see how many times he says, "You can't fault the team. They tried hard for 90 minutes."
See, I was pulling out the all credit to the other team.
Yes.
But I was literally pulling video clips. Yeah. Already today.
So look at that too.
I'm going to go back. Go back so far on the website.
But go back and just see how many times, "Well, you know, they really tried hard in there, those guys. I can't fault my players. I can't fault my players."
He never faults his players.
He says that a lot.
Yeah, so anyways, I would fault...
I would fault most of them. But I would also fault Robbo for playing them in the first place.
Yeah, so...
why are you... This is another thing that pissed me off. Why start Montero? Who even cares?
Yeah.
You're not... You put no one on the field that can get him the ball. He's already proven that he's struggling in an isolated striker formation.
Yeah, it's not the formation.
It's not the formation.
He's not a target man. It's a crazy way to play, the way that we play. So we put up... Who do we put up with him,
like, could you alongside imagine, him? I know that we didn't love him necessarily, but could you imagine Rivero and Montero up top? Like, that would
better.
Be just... Oh.
Much better.
Rivero is such a good target,
but
man.
There's so, like, many people you could...
So many people.
So
I'm just saying.
So
Rivero was the target man without the finisher.
But now we
have the finisher without...
So we played a 5-3-2, and Mosquito was playing slightly behind Montero, but as a striker. He's not a target man either.
No.
Yeah, we're playing this style of game where we're going to kick the ball up the field to these two tiny, little, skillful strikers of the ball.
And we keep kicking the ball up the field.
And how do you think that's going to be effective? So I say it, I'm really unconvinced on Robinson, because I think he puts out bad lineups often, he has bad tactics often, and now he's showing that he doesn't seem to understand how to put the best formation out, even if he's going to try this formation with that lineup of players out there.
Totally.
Because we were beaten, we were going to be lucky to, the snow meant nothing. If you watched the game before the snow started falling, they were getting chances early on in that game and could have buried and could have had it over before the snow was an issue.
Totally.
So to blame the snow is an absolute cop-out. And so they end up losing 3-0.
3-0.
The second goal, somebody, I wish I could give them credit, but somebody on Twitter that we follow said they didn't think either Waston didn't realize that they moved to 4 back.
Yeah.
So there was someone who was just wide open down the left side.
Yeah, it was like they said that you could steer the Titanic through the hole.
Someone else said that this was
Mark Ted Rogers.
Oh, okay.
He's like, it looks, because he said exactly that, because he's the tactics, like he writes a column on tactics for the Whitecaps. Good follow if you don't follow him. But he was like, it looks like either Waston got totally confused by his assignment, or he didn't realize they switched to four backs because they had just a gaping hole for Mob Sissian to go through.
That's who it was, yeah. So it was a really poor performance. It was a bad, really disheartening performance. Now, though, no more midweek stuff for a while, I don't think.
No, not until... I mean, I guess maybe whenever the Canadian Championship starts.
So that means that
or we... Or maybe till July. I know in July we've got a midweek game against New York.
But as far as having three matches in 8 days, that type of thing, we won't be so...
And we've got a derby game on Friday.
No more excuses. I'm going to have to miss part of it. I'm doing a show at the Comedy Mix. I'm going to come watch the first half hour and then leave.
Oh, nice.
Which is a little bit
upsetting. You got a show? Is it like a guest spot? It's not like a paid...
I am hosting.
Ooh, nice.
So I get a paycheck for that, which
Who's
is
headlining?
Nice. Ivan Decker.
Oh, nice. Well, that'll be fun.
He's a really great local comic, Ivan Decker. Maybe our best stand-up currently, like, as far as trajectory goes. Yes, and as far as being... That's... I mean, he's not only is he a wonderful comic, but he's also, like, sort of maybe becoming really famous Canadian-wise.
Yes, yeah.
Deservedly so.
Yes.
Anyways, he won't listen to this. He doesn't care about sports. He's a fucking nerd.
He's a huge nerd, yeah. Although he did come on Real Good Show and talk sports with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know shit, I bet, right?
Well, Real Good Show. You don't really have to know that much about sports to be on that show, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on it.
You have, a couple times.
Yeah, it was fun. Back in the olden days when the paradigm was different.
Yeah, well, now it's shifted. So, yeah, well, how do you feel Seattle? What do you think is going to...
Well,
feel it? I mean, it doesn't.
Montero playing in Seattle again. That's a little bit.
Oh, well, it's here. It's here.
But still interesting against for him. Seattle. You know, against. I guess not many of the same players, though, right?
No, I mean Montero's been gone for
a long time.
Been gone for 3 years now.
So it'll be more interesting for him. He had to go back to Seattle and play.
Yeah.
We didn't mention who did get on the field was Amaro Rosales.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He came on, had a couple of good touches.
Yeah, I liked him when he was here.
But, yeah.
Anyways, he's older now.
He's definitely not going to factor, I don't think. With the players that we have.
No, it's only going to be when we need to field a shitty lineup and make excuses for losing.
So we want Robinson. I think you give Robinson till halfway through this season, and if we're not in a playoff position, and if we're not showing improvement and not showing promise, and we're still in the position we are now, losing games like that, I think he's got to go mid-season.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I would get rid of him mid-season. Not yet. Although I feel bad because sometimes I like him. I think he's probably cool and I would like hanging out with him.
I've met him a couple times. He seems like a good guy.
And so I feel like bad saying that because, you know, but you don't want to say this guy should be fired from his job and his family has to like move or find a new job or whatever and their whole life is affected. And
yeah.
But this guy sucks. I mean, so I went over his record in MLS. I added it all up, unless I'm wrong, because I think he started 2014 season. He signed 2013 December. I could be wrong, though. It could have been the season before. Am I wrong about it? Was it December 2012?
Let me
just take a look. I'm just going to take a look.
Because we had one season where... No. It's 2014, because that was the first year he was managing. We made the playoffs.
No, we didn't make the playoffs. Hang on.
I thought we did.
So then he must have been 2013. Hang on.
I thought that was the first year that he managed that we made the playoffs.
No, 2015 was when we finished second. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no. Because, no, we made the playoffs, but we lost to FC Dallas in the 4-5 game. That was his first year. And then the second year, we got a home playoff date. And then last year, we missed. So, yeah, 2014, I think. So, 2014, we lost to FC Dallas in the play-in game, and then 2015 was our good year where we lost to Portland, and then 2016 last year we missed the playoffs. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So 2014 was his first season. Yeah. That's right. So his overall record is 39 wins, 22 decisions, and 45 losses. So that's his record in MLS matches since starting as the manager. And I think that that's kind of what you can expect is just a below 500 record.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the level that he's at, and I think that's going to show. Devang Desai, who we had on the show, he thinks Robinson's going to work out, and he thinks he'd give him some time, and You know, I hope that that's the case, but...
Yeah, you hope so, for sure.
I just don't think so. I just don't... I hate
like, the I think he might picks. Work out, but it might not be here.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it could be a situation where we get rid of him and then he has success somewhere else.
You know, Rand really needed this gig. Is there any way we could bring him in as in, like, advisory...
No.
What if I sort of told him and said...
I don't give a shit. Tell him he's out.
And I made...
He made me very uncomfortable last week.
Was it the stuff afterwards when we stopped
recording? Well, that was a big part of it, yeah.
Sometimes he gets so hot, he says, that he just takes all of his clothes off. He says, I get so hot and I feel itchy and hot. And so he says he feels better.
And I could tell you why he probably felt itchy.
Well, yeah, it's drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he doesn't make any bones about that. It's drugs for sure. But yeah, I do apologize. It's off-putting.
It was very off-putting.
He has a micro penis. Did you notice that?
I was really trying not to pay attention to it.
It's actually, surprisingly, because it's so small, micro penis, it's actually hard not to notice it. Because the absence of the penis is actually more jarring than a large penis, maybe. When you're looking at that.
Yeah, I'm sure this is really good content. Good way to finish off.
Hey, I got no problem with it. Anyways, I guess, is that it for this episode?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to finish by talking about Rand's micropenis. You always have a great way of finishing it up. I'm glad nobody I have even... this microphone now. Maybe I can steer this podcast in a successful direction.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out for you. I agree that things are going to have to change. I still do the editing, True. And that's a big thing. But what? Yeah.
People that listen are kind of like, oh, is he really, like, what's he really editing, you know?
That's true. It's nothing. I mean, every now and then, I'll take something out that I said that I wished I hadn't said. But yeah, the editing isn't, you're right, there's not a lot of it, but my point is I do have Final Cut. And so you might see in this episode, who knows, you know, maybe some things that you don't remember saying might...
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens next week. I'm looking forward to that. Should be good.
Why you don't look at me like that when you say stuff?
You'll see.
Okay, thanks so much for listening to podcasts. This was episode 6. And hopefully the sound's good. We went with a new formation, even though the old formation was just starting to work well.
Yeah, we had to go with a new
formation. We decided to change up and go to a new formation.
Yeah, we traded. We traded the players that would work in this formation.
And now we don't have...
Now we don't have it, but we're trying
to... You mean Rand? Wait, is that the player that we traded that would have worked in this formation is Rand? Are you saying you're starting to warm up to Rand and you maybe think... Because I'm just saying I promised him. And when you're a guy walking around with a drug addiction and a micropenis, you only have so much stuff going on in your life and you need
You're going to have to find something else for him, I guess.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.
Follow us on Twitter, PodcapsFC.
Bye.